Back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Time to talk Valley Falls boys basketball now as we are joined here on FM 103.9 by Caleb Gatzmeyer, the head coach of the Dragons. And well, for Valley Falls, a good win over ACCHS on Tuesday night, 62-41 over ACCHS with the final. And that one there in the tournament of Oskaloosa. So, Coach, you know, pretty good win overall to start the tournament. What did you see there on Tuesday?
You know, it was kind of one of those games that, you know, we hadn't played in a week. But, you know, Effingham, Troy does a great job with them. They steadily getting better every year that he coaches them, from the start of the season to the end. And, you know, it was kind of one of those grinded out games for a little bit. We were able to, get a little mojo going in the second half, late in the third quarter, and it carried into the fourth quarter. And, we got out in transition and do the things that we like to do. And we were able to, you know, have a pretty solid victory against a good ball club.
You know, I was going to ask you about that. You talked about having a little bit of a break there before you played ACCHS there on Tuesday night. Was that good in the sense of your guys kind of able to recharge the batteries a little bit and get ready for this big tournament this week and the stretch run?
I mean, there's some good things, some bad things to it. It's a chance to clear your mind a little bit, and maybe rest your legs, but it really doesn't do anything for you conditioning-wise, because we weren't able to do anything for a week. And you know, when you get in a stretch run where you're practicing every day or you got a game every day, I mean, you're in probably the best physical condition you can be in. And, you know, you take a week off and not get to play, and it doesn't have an effect on you a little bit. And it showed last night. We were pretty careless with the basketball, and that's not characteristic of us at all. We're a team that averages single-digit turnovers, and, you know, we were pretty high last night. And so we know we got to play better as this week goes along. You know, Rossville is a team that's you know, you can't look at their record because they're extremely athletic and quick, and they play a tough schedule. And you know, looking ahead to Saturday, after that, whoever we play on Saturday is going to be a tough game. So we really got to play better in the next couple games to have a shot at, you know, playing for a tournament championship, and that's our goal.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Now you're getting Rossville, as you mentioned, coming up on Friday night, and then potentially a matchup with Perry LeCompton or somebody of the sort there on Saturday. So you're going to get a couple games here out of the league schedule and some teams that really you haven't seen yet this year. Are you guys excited just to kind of see exactly where you guys stand right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you look at our schedule and, you know, we see everybody twice in our league, and then you play a midseason tournament and you see teams from your league in the tournament, and then you look ahead at, you know, the sub-state tournament that's filled with all league teams. It's kind of a grind because you play somebody, you know, three. There's a possibility, you know, of playing teams three or four times. And it's nice to kind of see somebody that maybe doesn't know exactly what you like to do, and you don't know what they like to do. So you just gotta play the game. And that's big for us, especially moving forward with the goals that we have for this team. Just lacing it up and stepping out on the floor and seeing what the other team has and trying to maximize their effort.
Well, hey, Coach, congratulations again on the start to the year. Your guys right now overall 10-0 on the campaign and have a chance to do some great things this year. So, Coach, wish you the best of luck here the rest of the way. Thank you so much for taking the time.
All right, Johnny, I appreciate you, man, and always good talking to you.
As well, Coach, thank you so much. That's Caleb Gatzmeyer. He's the head coach of the Valley Falls boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.